Let's review.
Kevin, real quick, does it go into your stomach? Does it taste better going through your nose?
The spoon got away from me. It might have touched my face, but I'm working. When I'm eating, it's like working at work. I get dirty.
Can you explain how a spoon gets away from you when you're eating celebratory cake?
I might have an answer for that.
Hey, it happens.
It's not what I heard.
That's wild.
Said nobody.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rob, you missed it. We had a cake here for somebody's, I think, Bob, it was either Bob's 30th anniversary or somebody's anniversary here. And Kevin, Mike's sidekick, was somehow got icing on his nose, and we still are.
Spoon got away.
Yeah, the spoon got away. I've never seen anybody eat cake through his nose before, but I checked that box. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Do I turn my electric water heater, question for Senegar, do I turn power off to my electric water heater to facilitate draining it as maintenance procedures? Thank you from the 630.
Yes, absolutely. Make sure you turn the power off. Otherwise, you'll pop both elements in there if they're dry. They need to be underwater.
What's an element?
The elements are the heating elements on an electric water heater. There's one on the top and one on the bottom. In a general water heater, it'll have two. If it's a really short one, it might only have one. But if you leave the power on and you drain all the water out of that, those elements are just going to pop. It's like an old-style fuse, popping. And now you're replacing both elements. So turn the electric off and then drain it.
Does the element on top or bottom work harder? Asking for a heating question.
They really should try to work equally.
Would
be ideal, but
together.
This customer, what they're doing by draining that water heater is getting the sediment out of there. Mm-hmm. It'll actually balance that out because the lower element will work harder if there's a bunch of sediment at the bottom of the water heater.
That's what I was getting to, Rob. 312-981-7200. 312-981.
He's on the ball.
You could be a plumber. He's right there.
I'm like turning the corner, coming like on the way for home, like Phil Georgeff, spinning out of the turn. I could see the certification certificate right there. David and Mike, Senegar Plumbing replaced our hot water tank at the end of May. Mike's team did a wonderful job for us. We are very pleased, Bunny and George. And then we've got a caller here. Autumn, thanks for calling in the show. How can we help you?
Hi. I kind of just wanted to talk about my experience with Senegar Plumbing as well. And another company. So I was talking with a friend. I had about like 2 to 3 inches of sewage from my garage. And we contacted this company, ABC, and they came out and quoted us $18,000 just to have our pipes cleared and unclogged. They said they had these videos, but we never saw the videos of how messed up the pipes were. I was talking about it with a friend, and they recommended I go with Senegar Plumbing. So I contacted Senegar Plumbing. They came out within about like 2 days, if that. And right then and there, they showed us video of it all. They unclogged it, and I think our total was probably about $700 to $800.
Oh, look at that!
Definitely not $18,000.
Well, thanks for sharing your story. Appreciate it. And yet another.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. No, I thought you said you had
okay, I'm going to let you go.
No, you said you had another experience with another expert on the show.
Yeah, Jeff, I want to shout out Jeff real quick. He was one of Senegar's employees. He was extremely, he just explained everything so thoroughly. He asked if we had any questions. He took care of everything that needed to be done in a much more trusting way than how ABC had come in at us. So overall, the experience did not feel as sketchy as prior ones have. And to this day, we have zero issues. If we do, we're definitely going to contact Senegar again. I'll tell you that much.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. What are you going to do with the $17,300 that you didn't blow with the other company?
I might take a couple trips now. Maybe I'll take Senegar on a trip. Who knows,
Well, you wouldn't know about Senegar if you didn't know me, so I think that I should be invited.
There we go.
All right, David's going.
Might be Jeff.
Senegar's out. David's going.
I'll
take everyone.
Jeff might be a candidate.
Who?
Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff. Single? No, I don't think his wife would be very appreciative of him going on a trip.
I'll take Jeff and the wife. It's okay.
There you go. Jeff, thank you, Autumn. I appreciate it very much.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, Autumn. All right.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. 312-981. Forget about Jeff. Listen, it all starts here, right? At least I should get something like maybe like a double extra large because I work out. And like a shirt.
You've got an apprenticeship going.
That's true. All right. I mean,
come on.
That's worth a lot of money.
I'm trying.
All right. That's true.
So there you go. $17,300.
You saved a guy that works here's sister-in-law.
A big
sister-in-law.
We've paid tens of thousands of dollars multiple times.
They wanted to dig up her entire front yard. Yes. And you're like, what are you doing? Yeah. Right? You know, you don't need that. You need something else. Can we got 2 minutes before the break. I want you to cover the roll-up companies, the Wall Street companies that are coming in, right? Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what's happening in your industry? Because they're rolling everybody up, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. And it's not just
private equity companies.
Yeah, it's electrical companies, HVAC.
Waterproofing.
Trade companies, our family businesses are being gobbled up. It's unbelievable. Like Rob said earlier, I'm sure Roy, the same thing. It literally is at least one, if not two or three emails per week offering to purchase our company. And what's happening is these companies are coming in, they're purchasing that family-owned business, they're keeping their name on it, and they're keeping their employees, and it becomes an absolute selling, and to me, it's a rip-off machine. It's high pressure. They don't repair anything. They come in, and everything has to be replaced, whether it's a water heater, a faucet, a toilet, you name it. They don't put parts in. They just come in and everything has to be replaced.
So PE, private equity is what we're talking about. It's these gigantic companies that are backed by Wall Street. A lot of money. And they're going to the mom and pops like Lindeman, like Permaseal, like CenterGuard, like other companies that are on the show. They're doing specific industry specific and they're rolling 5 or 6 or 10 or 20 of them in a market into one company. And they're going to do economy of scale and all of this crap. It's all bull. Okay, I'm telling you right now, if you had a family-run company and they sold out and it's now a gigantic megagalopolis, okay, you are not getting the same type of service and the one-on-one customer love that you used to. How do I know? Because I get calls from listeners all the time. I used to use this company. They sold out, and I've been using the company for 50 years. My mom used them. My grandfather used them. It's not the same. The technician tried to come out and try to sell me an $8,000 to $12,000 air conditioning unit or heater, and then I called a local family and it was like $150 part. Right.
So you have to understand, David, the pressure on these newfound companies is way different than what Rob and Mike and I have and Mega Pros. You know, we're family owned business. We've good years, bad years. We weathered it all. Sometimes we make good profits. Sometimes we don't. And we're set up to roll with that. These private equity groups are not set up that way. They have to make a profit. They spent buku money acquiring these businesses, and they got shareholders and people to answer
every quarter.
And they have
hit your
make
number
that
every
happen
quarter.
No matter what. And so customers, employees, everything takes a back seat to that because they have bottom lines to answer to. We actually care about our customers. We actually care about our employees. That's built into our fabric.
That's why we go with family-owned businesses here on Home Sweet Home Chicago that are local and established in the Chicagoland market, like everybody in here. Okay? Phone number for listeners want to reach you.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Where was Kevin the past 15 minutes?
I don't know, but he missed his opening.
I know, his rejoin.
He was going down to try to keep us from being towed for the fourth time.
Okay. Well, one more time for our listeners want to reach out to you.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.